Hey everybody, welcome to another super short bonus podcast breaking down a recent episode I did with Dr. Tim Spector. So this went down very well in a recent bonus podcast I did where I broke down my thoughts from the episode with Dr. Jaquish on cardio and weight training being a waste of time. And I've also got similar feedback from the episode with Tim Spector. People asking about my opinions, particularly through Instagram DM and a Instagram weekly Q&A that I did 2 weeks ago about some of the points that he brought up, in particular, calories not being important. And just to clarify what I got and my interpretation on what Tim said, that was the kind of stick out point for a lot of people, because Tim said one of the things when it comes to the diet myth in particular is that it's all about calories in and calories out. And I feel he was potentially misunderstood, or definitely my interpretation of what he said was different to what some people took. And he said that calories are important for fat loss, or they're not important for fat loss. What he meant and what he said and what my interpretation of it was that calories aren't the be-all and end-all when it comes to fat loss, meaning that just because you go into a caloric deficit doesn't necessarily always mean that you're going to lose body fat and lose weight. Now, I have a section, I've been writing the new book, which will be out hopefully in September. We're on schedule with everything. It's a nutrition book. And I've touched on this in there, that in 99 out of 100 cases, you are going to lose weight and reduce body fat with a caloric deficit. Most people will. But there is 1 out of 100 people, or the 1% of people, who won't lose weight or won't reduce body fat in a caloric deficit. That's where things like hormones normally come into play. So too much estrogen, too much cortisol, an imbalance somewhere. And those people can have a hormonal issue. Thyroid, underactive thyroid in particular, can all play a role in your ability to lose body fat, or in somebody's ability to lose body fat. But the analogy I use in the book, or the quote I use in the book, is that when you hear hooves, think horses, not zebras. And what I mean by that is when you are struggling, or someone is struggling to lose weight and lose body fat, think too many calories, not hormonal imbalance. And that's not to disregard hormones, because hormones do play a massive role. I did a recent podcast on Monday with Orlo Flaherty talking about the importance of testosterone, estrogen, thyroid function, cortisol, and its impact on fat loss, on muscle building, on sex drive, on immune system. So they play a massive role. But in my experience as a coach, and as somebody that's worked over the years with thousands of people now at this stage in my nearly 10 years in the fitness industry, you generally, when people would say, I have a hormonal issue, I can't lose weight, in 99 out of the 100 cases, they weren't in a calorie deficit. They were just consuming too many calories. Either they weren't tracking their food properly, they didn't understand the caloric intake in food, or more often than not, in my circumstance, they were confusing caloric value with food quantity, thinking that, well, I don't eat that much food, so I mustn't be eating that many calories. Whereas they could down a box of Pringles or half a box of Pringles at lunchtime and end up going way over on their calories. Or even in the other end of the spectrum, healthy foods like, you know, olive oil, almonds, nuts in general, nut butters, all things that are quite nutrient dense and foods that shouldn't be avoided, but quite high calorie. And then when we saw that actually, look, your caloric intake is way over, you're actually in a surplus, and we adjusted that, they started to lose body fat, even people who thought they had a hormonal imbalance. And I think what Tim was saying was that there are other things to consider when it comes to fat loss, particularly someone like Tim, who is a gut microbiome expert, and he knows the importance in the gut. This Monday's podcast is actually a really interesting one with the Mack twins, who were in one of the twin studies that Tim talked about on that episode. The girls are fantastic, so definitely hit that button, follow, subscribe, wherever you're listening, so that you get that podcast first thing Monday. It's brilliant. The two girls are hilarious. But that episode talks about how, and when he spoke about this with the episode with Tim, that some twins would have a higher level of body fat than the other, meaning that it shows that you can rule out genetics when it comes to just being overweight, and that lifestyle and your gut microbiome play a role in your body's ability to lose body fat. So when Tim was saying calories aren't important, what I think he was saying was, just because you make a swap to a lower calorie food isn't necessarily going to be the best option long term. And a good example of this is for anyone that's ever switched out, you know, full fat yogurt for, you know, a low fat yogurt that's loaded with sugar. You'd see that regularly with certain Weight Watchers or Slimming Club variations of yogurt, where it's like low calorie, X amount of sins or X amount of points, and it's loaded with sugar. So that was his point, especially from the gut microbiome, with all the damage that we know sugar can create on that microbiome, especially in large quantities, that making that sub from something a little bit more potentially sustainable long term, or a bit more healthier for your gut long term in the terms of a higher fat content in yogurt, that can have a poor impact chronically over time by consistently making those choices. And a poor microbiome can lead to not only poor mood, which can then lead you to eating foods that will give you more of a serotonin release, so chocolates and sweets and different foods in that particular group. And if you have that issue with your microbiome, it can have that long-term negative impact on fat loss. And I think that's what Tim meant by calories aren't important, and the diet myth that just because you're in a calorie deficit, you'll lose body fat. So that's kind of my main breakdown, my main takeaway from that episode that was kind of confusing people, especially as someone that will generally talk about a caloric deficit for most people. Now, I'm also not a calories in, calories out coach. I'm a calories are important and they're the bottom of the pyramid of prioritization for fat loss. But food choices play a massive role in the intangibles of fat loss. So how you feel, your sex drive, your immune system, your energy levels in general, you know, your skin, your gut, your digestion, all of these things are impacted by your food choices. Because technically, 99 out of 100 people could get into a calorie deficit with, say, McDonald's, you know, go in and get a Big Mac 3 times a day. If it's in a deficit, you'd still potentially lose body fat. Now, you wouldn't look as good. Your body composition wouldn't be as good. All the intangibles I mentioned would be on the lower end of where you want them to be. But technically, if you stepped into a DEXA scanner, there's a good chance that a massive proportion of people would have a reduction in body fat because of that caloric deficit, assuming all other things are equal in terms of movement patterns, etc. But if you get into a calorie deficit with nutrient-dense foods, healthy fats, complex carbs, complete proteins, etc., you're going to feel so much better. You're going to look so much better. You're going to have improved digestion. You're going to have improved energy levels, and you're going to be able to stick to that generally long term. So I think that's what the takeaway is, that calories are important and they're not to be denied. For some people out there who are in the intermittent fasting community or the keto community who deny calories completely, again, until I see the studies that say otherwise, you can't eat a 2,000 calorie surplus and lose body fat, even if you're keto or even if you're fasting. Like, too many calories are too many calories. Until I see the research and studies and even lots of anecdotal evidence to change my mind, I'm kind of cemented on that point, just because nothing has ever changed my opinion so far. No research shows that you can potentially eat a 2,000 calorie surplus and still lose body fat if you're following X, Y, or Z diet. But calories are important. They're a thing to be considered, but they're not the only thing. Food choices all also matter when it comes to the intangibles of fat loss, when it comes to your gut microbiome in the case of Tim, and when it comes to how you're actually going to look and how you're going to feel. So that's my breakdown of the episode, the recent episode with Tim Spector, episode 318 of the podcast. If you haven't listened to that already, maybe go back and give it a listen. If you have, hopefully this helps to break it down even further. Similar to the episode, the breakdown with Dr. Jaquish, let me know if you want me to do this on any other episode, or any other podcast that you've listened to recently that you're like, oh, I'd like a little bit of confirmation on that. Hit me up on Instagram, Brian_Keen_Fitness. Let me know. And that is my breakdown from the episode with Tim Spector. Catch you all next week.